The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Good morning. Welcome to your Friday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhame. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Well, the south side of Chicago, it's the baddest part of town. And if you go down there, you better just beware of a man named Leroy Brown. Now Leroy, more than trouble, he stood about 6'4". All the downtown ladies call him Treetop Lover. All the studs, they call him Sir. And he's bad, bad Leroy Brown.
Good morning, Joe Piscopo on the radio, swinging in with Francis Albert.
Love this song. Frank sings Jim Croce. I love when Frank sings Neil Diamond. Frank sings anything that's out of the box. And I know sometimes the Frank Sinatra aficionados do not like that. That's bad, bad Leroy Brown. He did that at the main event. That was only the old man could do that. Rest in peace. Hey, 6:06 with Joe Piscopo on the radio. Hey, happy Friday. Great time. You made it to Friday. You see, February 8th, rolling into Valentine's Day next week. We did good. We're going through all the news just for you on AM 970 The Answer. You cannot make it up. Do not despair. We are here, and we are onward and forward, and we will make sense of this ridiculous world. That's a great, sometimes before I come on the air, I'm walking around going, okay, let me get myself together. We put the show together. We get silly in the morning. You think we're silly on the air before the show. Please, one day we'll grow up, but maybe not. So I come in and I say, I like the opportunity to be able to come before the microphone to talk to you, because I do. I watch the television. And you shake your head. How many times you shake your head when you're watching the news on TV? Like, oh, gosh. Oh my. And then you look at somebody you're watching it with, and you go, and you both shake your head like, whoa. Like the whole Virginia situation. You can't understand that. You know, what goes around comes around. You know, what they did to Judge Kavanaugh. What they did. It's happening to everything in Virginia. And that's the Democrats in Virginia now. They may lose all their power. And is that an indication of what's going to happen in 2020? As we go in, because I don't understand it. We're not joining together, all right? Although there's a ray of hope. They say now, I'm reading here, Congress is near this border deal. Congress still trying to reach a deal on border security to avoid another government shutdown, right? Lawmakers have until February 15th to make a budget deal with the White House to avert a shutdown. So what's going on? But there seems to be some action down there. And the Senate Appropriations Chairman Richard Shelby went to the White House yesterday to brief President Trump on the negotiations. I don't know what the Democrats will come back with, but is something, I don't think we have another shutdown. I think that the president has no choice but to declare an emergency. Just do it. Let it go into court. He fulfilled his campaign promise. Move on. And it's a good point that the Supreme Court may agree with him. So we'll see what happens exactly there. It'd be nice if the Democrats stepped up a little bit. My favorite yesterday, and I know. Did you see? Look, and don't misconstrue this. I like when someone fresh comes on the scene, when it's different, when it's riveting. I liked when Bernie Sanders jumped on the scene on the far left. Bernie's a communist. He's a socialist. It's what he is. Brooklyn Bernie came on the show several times. It's different. You know what I mean? You know who else I like to keep telling you this? A former senator from Virginia, Jim Webb, that Five Boroughs and I were talking about, right? That was a Secretary of the Navy under Ronald Reagan. Tough guy. It took somebody out. Remember when he was in the military? That I looked at that guy when he was at the debates, the Democratic debates. I said, there's the guy the Democrats should pick, man. I might vote for that guy, And at least Bernie had, he believed in what he was talking about. You know, so I like when somebody like that comes onto the scene because it just makes politics interesting. Ocasio-Cortez makes politics interesting. When she came on, she beats a Joe Crowley, you know, and no one thought she would win. You know, she got the lowest number of votes, I think, and correct me if I'm wrong, you know, to win, you know, a congressional seat. But she's different, and it's refreshing because I'm so tired of Nancy Pelosi doing her teeth and Chuck Schumer looking like the Penguin. I mean, I've had it with this. I mean, look, I just the grumpiness of it all, you know, as irritated as they are when they watch President Trump. That's how irritated I am watching them. You know what I'm saying? They don't. That's what they never understood. People who liked President Barack Obama, with due respect to the past president of the United States, people, you know, they couldn't stand Donald Trump. Some of us felt the same way about the lack of getting anything done under the last administration. So, but the fact of the matter is, don't hate each other. Let's work through this and let's all join us together. So when Ocasio-Cortez comes on, oh my gosh, oh, who is she? No, it's refreshing until she starts to kind of talk. Then you go, wait. You can't possibly be serious. The Democrats have no control over this woman. I have to tell you, guilty as charged. You know the drama, the entertainment value of Donald J. Trump as president? Well, I must say, this is what I'm enjoying watching Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Ooh, you can't make this up. If Frank and Al and Debbie and I came up and said, here's the bit we're going to come up with. There's going to be a freshman congresswoman, and she's going to put forth this climate change package. And then you're going to see what the climate change package is. You said, no, that would never work. It's just not going to work. They went out. They went. Apparently, we're going to be horse and buggies. We got to go back to horse and buggies. You know, net zero greenhouse gas emissions. Net zero through a fair and just. Do they know that there's 3.6 million young black Americans living in poverty in the United States of America? Are the Democrats aware of that? Does it take Donald J. Trump, president of the United States, to deploy Dr. Ben Carson, Lynn Patton, Mike Lindell, and his close friends to the inner cities of the United States to see what is the problem, to oversee and help the most stressed citizens of this great country? What with the climate change? You know what? I told you before. I used to go down the shore, man. We'd go surfing down there in the 70s. Bodies would be floating by. I mean, you know, it was awful. Remember the syringes on the shore, down the shore in Jersey? Yes, they were. You couldn't walk. It was horrible. Bill Bradley, Senator Bradley, went and he made an initiative to clean it up. They cleaned it up. I understand. You need the EPA. You need to. You don't think about drilling off the Jersey Shore, man. Don't drive that pipeline through the Pinelands. I understand all of that. I understand all of that. But there are so many stressed individuals in the country. And have you walked through some areas of Paterson, New Jersey? Have you seen Oakland? Have you gone to East St. Louis, Illinois, the most dangerous city in America? Camden's coming back in a big way. And you can thank, by the way, past presidents, past governors, rather, way, Christine Todd Whitman and Chris Christie. Actually, they had an initiative to bring back Camden, and it's coming back. But still, look at some of the stressed areas. I, for the life of me, cannot figure out why this young gal, she's got the cameras from all over the world. She goes with climate change. She should be walking into the most stressed areas. You want to make a comment? And I shouldn't even say this because this is the way. You want to make riveting television? Ocasio-Cortez, you want to make, with due respect, ma'am, you walk the inner cities. You walk up through the Bronx. You walk through some of these stressed areas that people are living. I don't think they have. I have. And that's why I'm so passionate about it. I have. I was inspired by mentors that helped the at-risk community. The climate change, look at her. Now, I don't know, we'll get into it, but apparently she doesn't want to have airplanes anymore. I swear to goodness. Who are these people? Turn it to Jerry Seinfeld. Who are these people? Please. But it makes for great entertainment value. The scary thing is, and my son Joey and I were talking about this yesterday, they will believe this woman. They will believe her. Although apparently there's a divide between Nancy Pelosi and Ocasio-Cortez. And Nancy Pelosi called it like the green dream, whatever it is. So hopefully they're just placating this girl. But when you have a press conference and you put this forth, This, to me, is the Democratic Party and the new face of the Democratic Party, Ocasio-Cortez. And they're forgetting everything when that I believed in when I was a Democrat. John Kennedy and Lyndon Johnson and a Reagan Democrat. When let's help out the most stressed citizens of the United States. That will strike a chord. Don't tell me about the southern border of the United States and the people that are coming over and what we owe them. No, there are people living in this country that desperately need help. And that's where I would love to see the Democrats go. So they're not. So what do you do? What do you do? I'm telling you right now, you go. That's what Donald Trump is going to do. And we have no choice. And in 2020, I think it all comes to fruition. Hey, Donald Trump spoke to faith leaders yesterday. I love that. I will never let you down, the president said. That's how President Trump open remarks to faith leaders at the National Prayer Breakfast yesterday. The president cited the power of prayer in the daily lives of Americans. You know, too, I got to go here, and then I'm going to go to the guys for a second. Let's have a fun Friday, please, okay? Can we have a fun Friday? But I want to touch on all the things. Also, you know, this Governor Murphy thing with this Katie Brennan investigation. This doesn't look good. Governor Phil Murphy says he's taking responsibility for the way his administration handled the sexual misconduct allegations made by a former staffer. A former state Supreme Court justice released a report Wednesday concerning Al Alvarez, the former state official who was accused of rape by Kate Brennan, who was working in housing at the time. You don't know, but no one is taking responsibility who hired this guy. You can't do that. You can't look what happened under the Christie administration with the Bridgegate mess. You have to be transparent. Transparent. And I would, and by the way, Governor Murphy, this is a nice guy. I'm sorry. I know. He taxes everybody. He's a good man. He's a nice man. He believes in what he's doing. And not that I believe in anything politically that he's doing, but you got to say, you know what? I blew it. The governor's, I blew it. This was on my watch, man. I don't know what happened. I'm going to get into who hired him. Who hired him? And we'll go to Al. Al has a lot of very, very interesting things to say about that. So we'll get into it. But you know what? Look at this. This is, talk about religious and how the president did the prayer breakfast. This is from Cardinal Dolan. I'm a Cardinal Dolan fan, and I know you're criticizing Cardinal Dolan because of the abortion situation in New York. I understand that. I don't think you and I could understand the pressure or the political hierarchy of the Catholic Church. I don't think you and I, we will go to church, we will pray, we will drop to our knees, we will thank God, we will pray to the saints. And as good Catholics, we're going to church. They're not keeping us away. And I joke about the Mass, and I joke about this, and I joke about that. Fact of the matter is, my faith is unwavering. And I am a diehard Catholic, and I'm not going anywhere. So when I see Cardinal Dolan, the way he is such a great ambassador to that religion, to my religion, in the name of Jesus, I admire Cardinal Dolan. You don't even know. I don't even know what's going on in Rome. I don't know. Due respect to the Pope, please. I'm just saying. I have no idea. This guy, did he mention anything about the abortion situation in Virginia and New York? Did he? Maybe he did, and I don't hear. Now, everybody's going after Cardinal Dolan, who is a great man, a great Catholic, a great representative of our church. Through all the political pressure this man has on him, now he, Cardinal Dolan, came out with this tweet. This, to me, was riveting. This is from Cardinal Dolan's Twitter account. Today, Governor Cuomo linked me with the religious right for being pro-life. This is something new from him. This is Cardinal Dolan speaking. He didn't call me religious right when seeking my help with the minimum wage increase or prison reform. And you could read his blog at Cardinal Dolan, on Twitter. And I would reach over to Frankie Fibros to get Cardinal Dolan on the show. See, again, they're going after him, and he helps the governor out. The governor starts calling Cardinal Dolan religious right. Where the heck are we? We could joke, and we will, and we'll have fun, and we will. We'll go through it all. But when you see Governor Cuomo, I don't know where Governor Cuomo's going with this whole thing. What's happening in Virginia? What's happening with the Democratic Party? When you see Ocasio-Cortez, that was almost like a Saturday Night Live comedy sketch. That press conference was an SNL sketch. If they know this weekend, boom, they should do something. And just, they don't want us to do anything. Economically, by the way, to Ocasio-Cortez's green thing, you couldn't live. We wouldn't last a month like that. So we will make sense of it all. Just don't get mad. Don't hate. Let's embrace everybody, but stay vigilant. Stay vigilant because it's getting out of control. Hey, it's 18 minutes after 6 o'clock, and I appreciate you being so vigilant and being the great patriot that you are, as I try to be. On the show, Congressman Peter King will join us. There's a great man doing some great things in Washington. Hallelujah. Praise Jesus. Jeffrey Lyons is on the show, and Jeffrey's going to break down the films. And also, I guess the Academy Awards coming up. Mike Gallagher is going to join us. Hey, Mike is here. Henry Cisneros was former HUD secretary, right? He's going to join us. We're going to be talking about the economy and America's infrastructure needs. See, that's where the Democrats should go. But they're more concerned with Ocasio-Cortez. And Mary Papayo is our sports director. She'll break down exactly what's happening in the sports world. And I see your phone calls already. I just want to tell you, I'm going away today. We get right after the show. I got to fly out, going to Los Angeles. And going on stage for the Dr. Sheila Carr Health Foundation in Beverly Hills. You know, it's Grammy weekend. It's Grammy. And, you know, and now it's like, see, there's the sound again. You know how crowded it's going to be out there? So fly out to Beverly Hills. We can go, but I'm taking my little 14-year-old with me. And she always wanted to go out to the West Coast. So they said, Joe, would you go do this gig? I go, yeah. They get, what? I'd like to bring my daughter with me. So, and I'm putting her on stage. I told you this. I'm going to sing with my little girl on stage and have some fun for a very good cause for my friend Dr. Carr out there. She actually is one of the foremost cardiologists in the country, Dr. Sheila Carr. So we'll be doing that, and then the guys will be sitting in on Monday, and then I'll be back Tuesday. But mama, me, my schedule, Frankie Five Boroughs, I got to come back. I'm flying back, and then we stream live on Tuesday, so I come from the airport right to the station, and then I'm going to do Judge Napolitano's show on Fox Nation.
Oh, great.
On a Wednesday morning.
I'd like to see that.
Yeah. You know what? You see this, and now good morning to you, my friend. And
morning.
So I thought you were going to play the Yes.
Love it.
That's the way I say good morning, Al.
Good morning.
He has that
I want to talk about Governor Murphy and this clown. I want to know who hired Al Alvarez. I want to know why he's not taking responsibility. Full period, stop the end. All this nonsense. Come on.
We'll get into it. It's 20 minutes.
Friday.
Yeah, Friday, you're fired up, Big Al. And Frankie is here. And, you know, it's so funny. Debbie, good morning to you.
Good morning, guys.
I got a call from Judge Napolitano's office, and Judge Nap always comes on the show, and, you know, my elementary school buddy, and his gal said, oh, Joe, the judge, are you available? I said, yes. You ever guess, no one ever says yes anymore. They always go, well, let me check my schedule.
Right.
Let me do what I can do. I never get a yes. Even when I go to a Siri, can't, when I say something, and she goes, did you call me? And I go, oh, I said, no, I said, cancel. And then she says, Siri goes, there's nothing to cancel. I said, well, don't argue with me, Siri. I got Siri arguing with me now. I didn't say there's nothing to cancel. Why can't she just go, yes, okay. Just say okay. Nobody says okay. There's nothing to cancel with Siri. Well, I said cancel. I'm in a fight with Siri in my car, for crying out loud.
She's giving you a hard time now, too.
I can't get along with anybody. I swear to God. So Judge Knapp goes, I said yes. They said, just yes. Whenever he needs me, I'm going to come and run. That's loyalty for my old school buddy and a good guy, Judge Napolitano. So that'll be on a Wednesday on Fox Nation. Oh, Debbie, how are you?
I'm doing great. Sounds like you're going to be you're out of here and you're flying you're out to the West Coast. And
please, yeah, I got to go.
A fun weekend.
You know, I'm doing it for Olivia. I mean, I got to work, but I'm going to do it for Olivia. She's such
That's
a good kid.
Awesome.
Grace of God. You know, you got to do it for the kids, Deborah. How'd your son's birthday go? Did you do everything good?
I didn't see him, you know. He's out with his girlfriends and stuff.
Oh,
like,
that's
funny.
Hang
out with me.
Thanks, Mom.
They're not hanging out with Mom anymore.
I know. I got to go.
But, of course,
that
I
always
called
happens.
Him and texted him, But he's a
my
grown
boy.
Man.
I know. So. Joey's with me, too. I still hug my son, Joey, my big boy,
Joey.
Yeah,
of course.
I said, Joey, you're still my little boy. He's taller than me. I got to reach up to grab him, you know? It's like, oh, man.
I know. I look at my son. I'm like, wait, when did this happen? How are you a foot taller than I am?
Best thing in the world. Best thing in the world. 22 after 6, Deb's on the roads for you. It's a Friday on AM 970, The Answer.
Joe, let's take a spin to the northern state eastbound at Roslyn Road. It's a car fire there waiting for you. Loop Parkway busy at the Meadowbrook because of some earlier problems here getting out toward Lido Beach. Watch for slowdowns now at the Verrazano Bridge, Brooklyn bound. It looks like you have a disabled truck. It's on the upper level, so watch for some slowdowns. Traffic is moving slowly on the Harlem River Drive south, getting down through the 120s with an accident cleared. And heading over to the inbound side of the GWB. Problems now at the inbound side of the George Washington Bridge on the upper level. It's an accident involving a couple of tractor trailers and a car, so expect about an hour delay there. 287 North in Morristown, accident involving an overturned truck. Sponsored by MedExpress Urgent Care. Beat symptoms to the punch this winter with convenient walk-in care from MedExpress. With everything from strep tests to flu shots, treatment for fevers, viruses, and more. MedExpress is here to help you stay ahead of sick. I'm Debbie Duhaime with the Joe Piscopo Show, AM 970, The Answer.
Thank you, Debbie Duhaime. Joe Piscopo on the radio, 623. You know, I'll grab your calls when I come back, okay? I love when you call, and I appreciate it so much. We are here for you, so you do have these airwaves. And Liz, thanks for listening. I got a nice tweet from Liz saying, I'm ready for my morning commute. So, Liz, here it is, and thanks for listening. On AM 970, The Answer, Jersey Joe on the radio, telling you about Shari's Berries. This is it. You know what I did once? I shipped my mother, and I'm going to tell you the deal that you can get with the flowers for Shari's Berries. I shipped flowers and Shari's Berries to my mom. It was the greatest impression I could have made for my mother. I think I did it for her birthday. And so flowers come in with the Shari's, and she loved the Shari's Berries. So here you've got, this is the Valentine's gift that is all in one. It's a perfect package for that special person in your life. Your mom, you know, how about your ex? Yeah, come on. Let's just embrace everybody. Oh, Shari's Berries, you could never go wrong with. They have signature dip Valentine's strawberries. Now, check this out, too, because they were in the studio. Remember last week we were eating them? Ah, it's that's a positive. Oh, my gosh, I can't believe how good they are. Milk, dark and white chocolatey goodness. Everybody loves Shari's Berries. You know, even if you're a discerning chocolate person, this, and I'm a chocolate freak, this is great chocolate. She will fall in love with every bite. He will, too. Topped with decadent toppings, chocolate chips, my favorite, heart and glitter sprinkles. Look, I'm going to make you hungry this morning, right? They arrive fresh with 100% Shari's Berries guarantee, and you can ship them anywhere in the country. Now, Valentine's Day next week. You got to move today, please. Send him the Valentine's gift of her dreams. At the price of your dreams, by the way, starting at just $19.99 plus shipping and handling. Now, order now. Make this Valentine's really special by adding that dozen red roses for just $19.99 more. Ship with your Shari's Berries at no extra charge. I'm telling you, from personal experience, this is the ultimate Valentine's package. Go to berries.com. Click on the microphone. Enter the code Piscopo at checkout. BERRIES.com. Click on the microphone and enter Piscopo.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by making minimum payments? You should know. The credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people. They're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-518-4020. 800-518-4020. That's 800-518-4020.
Let's think about customization presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Liberty Mutual customizes your auto insurance so you only pay for what you need. So why aren't more things in life customizable? Like, why do I have to pay a full gym membership when I don't even use all the equipment? Like the rowing machine. I don't know about you, but I'm not doing a ton of manual lake travel these days.
Go to libertymutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, Equal Housing Insurer.
The Orange go for the season sweep against Boston College Saturday in the Dome. Hi, I'm Matt Park. Join Jim Sadlin and me for Orange pregame at 1:30 on AM 970, The Answer. New York's radio home for Syracuse University basketball.
The trucking industry finally has a voice in New York City. Get the real deal on transportation and logistics. Tune in for New York Truck Stop Radio with Arthur and Zach Miller this Saturday afternoon at 1 on AM 970, The Answer.
If it's happening in New York, New Jersey, or Long Island, hear about it with Joe Piscopo. Mornings 6 to 10 on AM 970, The Answer.
Thank you very much. Here we go, Francis Albert.
Now this man who's playing the piano is going to take me by the hand. And he's going to lead me from one saloon to another tonight. And directly to the sheriff's office. Fly me to the moon. Let me swing up there with those stars.
Let me see what the spring is like on Jupiter and Mars. In other words, hold my hand.
I love the roughness of his voice here.
In other words,
love that man.
Baby, kiss me.
You know, that's from two shows a night for 2 weeks straight. That's what they would work the Copa Room, man. In Vegas, at the Sands, they would do two shows a night, and they would work it 14 days straight. Is that wild? Not even thinking about it. Then he would get up in the morning when he was shooting Ocean's 11. Man, those guys worked. Hey, it's Joe on the radio. Good morning. And Alice here, and Frank is here. Good morning, Frankie Five Boroughs. How you doing this morning,
I am doing great, Joe. Happy that it's Friday, and thrilled to be here. And I'm hoping that you have a good trip to Beverly Hills. We're going to miss you on Monday, but I'm going to Florida myself later today.
Yeah, what are you doing? What are you doing in Orlando?
My stepmother is, it's her birthday party. It's one of those milestone birthday parties. I'm not sure if she wants me to say the number. So,
let me guess.
He's not going to. I don't know if I should say. So no. If you guess correctly, I'm just not going to tell you. It's one of those ones that ends in a zero.
You going down with your significant other over there?
Yeah. We have some family and friends coming down. Mm. So it should be good. Mike Gallagher's in Orlando too. So I think he and I are going to have lunch tomorrow. I was explaining to my fiance, you know, I'm going to go see Mike tomorrow. We're going to have lunch. He said, what are you talking about? You see Mike all the time.
Yeah, man.
So we'll see.
It starts. This
might be, exactly. It yeah, starts. She might be exercising her veto power a little earlier.
That's hysterical. Yeah. Honey, I'll be here. But honey, you're with me. Where are you going? Where are you going? You know?
Right.
I didn't even
tell her John Tobacco's down there because I know how that's going to go over.
Oh, my. I saw that. I saw the video that he did. Yeah.
So what is Mike's broadcasting from down there?
I don't know. He's going down there tonight. I think he's down there for a speech tomorrow or something. So I'm not sure exactly what
I'll never forget. We used to go out to Montauk in Long Island, and I would just always go out there with Joey's mom. We're out there, and I got this place, and we're renting, and it's beautiful. And then Dick Cavett lived like in Cavett's Cove, the area where he has out there. And Cavett comes over, knocks on the door, and I'm hanging out with Cavett the whole time. Oh, you know, Joey's mom was not happy about that, you know. Wait, let's go away. Okay, as long as I can hang with my friends, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
So keep us posted on that. Al, give us the breakdown.
I'm excited for the airport lounge, though. I mean, I'm hoping to get there early to hang out at the airport
lounge. Oh, man.
This is Frank's excitement.
Your favorite thing to do. Yeah. And Al, give us a breakdown what's bothering you that you started about this morning with what's happening.
We only have 3.5 hours. This whole thing with Governor Murphy and, you know, him coming out yesterday and, you know, talking to the press about this whole thing with this Katie Brennan thing.
That was McGreevy who came out.
Sorry. Yeah. But it just strikes as such, you know, he's so disingenuous, the governor. Here's a woman who
was
allegedly.
Frank, I got that.
Come out. Here's this woman, Katie Brennan, who was allegedly sexually assaulted by this guy, Al Alvarez, right? Two prosecutors investigate. They find no evidence that he did this. He's saying it was consensual. She's saying it wasn't. Okay, we move on. However, nobody knows who or why Al Alvarez was hired. No one in state government is fessing up.
Paperwork somewhere.
No, but here's the thing. In Trenton, they have this committee meeting or whatever it is. They're bringing people in, asking them questions. All these people in Murphy's cabinet, everyone is pointing the finger at other people. I didn't hire him. She didn't hire him. That one didn't hire him. We don't know how he was here. How is he in Trenton for 6 months walking in to his office, talking to people? Nobody knows who hired the guy.
Why wasn't the Star Ledger all over this? Just curious.
They have been. No, they have been on this. Okay. They've been pressing the governor. The governor refuses to answer the question. So the other night, he's doing a telephone town hall meeting where he's, you know, talking to his constituents or whatever. And some guy says, I'm going to ask the governor this question. And when he gets on, a guy by the name of Anthony, they didn't give last names. Anthony, he says, I'm going to ask the governor this question. And when he gets on, he says, who hired Al Alvarez? So the governor's response, that wasn't the question you were going to ask. Hey, dummy, answer the question.
Now,
Loretta Weinberg is running this whole thing, this investigation right now. The governor yesterday was speaking about this independent investigation that he himself put together with a former judge. And, oh, we're going to enact these policies and this and that. Okay, but governor, you still haven't answered the question, who hired Al Alvarez? If I'm Loretta Weinberg, I would ask the governor. If he says, no, I'm not going to come in to talk about it, I've given you everything that I've given, then I would subpoena the governor, have him come in, and answer the question.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, they don't, because when apparently, and to Al's point, what's happening in Virginia, if you are a Democrat, you get away with everything because the press covers you. You have the whole mainstream.
Virginia,
media
everyone Methodism. Keeps coming out saying they're in blackface. What's going on here?
I know.
Did you see the latest guy yesterday?
Yeah. Which guy was that?
I forgot. Another guy.
The leader of the Republican State Senate was the editor of this
VMI yearbook.
College yearbook, which has all sorts of blackface photos in there. Apparently, the only person in Virginia that that has not worn blackface is Lieutenant Governor Mr. Fairfax, who himself is black.
Black. And he's undergoing the whole sexual assault.
So wait, but walk me through the Fairfax situation, by the way, is because he hired the lawyer that defended Kavanaugh. Is that right? You're telling me?
Yeah, well, because his accuser has hired the lawyer that represented Dr. Ford. So now, from what I understand, you know, it's the same sides kind of, you know, prepared to go head to head on this one. And I really have, again, I don't know anything about, until the abortion situation with Northam, I couldn't have told you anything about his record.
Yeah,
I don't know
exactly
anything about these three guys. They could be the greatest public officials in the world or the worst, right?
Yep,
but
yep.
In the case of Fairfax here, I want to believe. I want to encourage women who've been sexually harassed or sexually assaulted to come forward if they have. But I have such a problem with this accusation. And if for her to, you know, all of a sudden tell a newspaper and a congressman when this guy is running for office 13 years later. Oh, by the way, this guy 13 years ago sexually assaulted me. You know what? I mean, call me crazy, and I realize it may sound insensitive, but the time for you to come forward with your allegation of sexual assault is the day after it happens, or a week after it happens, or a month after it happens, or a year after it happens. Not 13 years later when you're acute, when the person that you admit that you went up to his hotel room voluntarily and that you kissed voluntarily, all of a sudden that's when he forced you to do a sex act. You know, 13 years later is not the time to come forward with that.
All right, and 877-970-2999, give us your thoughts on this. Let me go to Elliot, then we're going to go to Al with the news. Elliot, thanks for calling us early in the morning. What's on your mind, my friend?
You know, I just thought about it. The Democrats are so worried about climate change that in 12 years, we're all going to die on this planet. They're worried about themselves. But they're not worried about a baby in a mother's womb that you're killing them in the 8.5 months of gestation.
Yep.
This doesn't make sense.
Yeah, you're right. Elliot, thank you for calling in. You're right on the money. That's the point I was making with Ocasio-Cortez's press conference. I love the drama of it all, I must say. I'm a political junkie enough to love all the craziness of it all. It's what I loved about the Republican primary and the president and the Hillary and the Donald J. Trump. It's just you can't make it up, you know, and I'm guilty as charged. I love the drama of it all. But when you're killing babies after they're born, and I'm telling you what, listen, I speak to you intimately in the morning like this, because this is our little intimate hour around the kitchen table. You're going to go and you're going to say something, do something like that, where a baby's born, they can kill the baby. You're not going to, something's going to come back to bite you big time. And if the governor of Virginia is not a searing example of that, I don't know what is. You can't, and you're right about that. They don't want, and when you hear this mantra now, you heard it yesterday on the news, on the conservative channels, is that they don't want border control. They don't care who comes in, and they don't care about killing dead babies. I'm telling you, they got their work to do. And then they put Ocasio-Cortez at a press conference about this climate change and don't use airplanes and don't use any kind of energy. And we're going to, exactly, Elliot, we're going to die in 12 years. They are so misguided. And when they're misguided, who do they call? Adam Schiff. Adam, you got to go. This congressman from California, obsessed with the president. Now they're opening investigations. We want to see the president's tax returns. Are you kidding me? With babies being killed, with infrastructure, can we please, and I will say this 1,000 times, address the poverty problem within the inner cities of the United States of America, all run by Democrats. Can you go there? California? Congressman Schiff, you're going to go after the president of the United States? Look in your home state. Nancy Pelosi, Dianne Feinstein, Kamala Harris, look at California. Ugh. See? All right. I'm not going to get upset. It's Friday. We're going to try to make it through as best we can, and we will. It's a 6:38 with Joe on the radio. Big Al has the local news, live and local, right here on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
41 degrees at 6:38. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. The girlfriend of a Manhattan man whose mother's dead body was found in Morris County is telling cops he's the guy who killed her. No one has been officially charged with the murder of Paula Chin, but Chin's son, Jaron Eng, his girlfriend, Caitlin O'Rourke, and a third woman, Jennifer Lopez, have been charged in connection with tampering with physical evidence and concealing a human corpse. Her body was found in a garbage bin outside her Morris Township home Tuesday, and NBC4 reported yesterday that O'Rourke is telling cops Eng called her and admitted to killing Chin, saying it took his mother a while to die. A job fair is being held today for the 500 Markel workers left jobless by last week's monstrous fire. Markel Paper Mills is hosting the fair with help from the New Jersey Department of Labor. It'll be held at Bergen Community College in Paramus from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. The company has also launched a website for Markel workers to try to connect them with local businesses and other firms nationwide that are owned by Atlas Holdings, the holding company for Soundview Paper. In sports, Devils lost in a shootout 2-1 in Newark. Nets made a late move before the trade deadline. The Athletic reports they acquired center Greg Monroe in a 2021 second-round draft pick from the Raptors for cash considerations. The Nets are expected to buy out the 28-year-old. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Good morning, Al. Problems right now at the inbound side of the George Washington Bridge upper level. It's an accident involving a couple of tractor trailers and a car over an hour in. Lower level, some fire department activity as well. Let's go over to the inbound side of the Lincoln Tunnel. The inbound side of the Lincoln 20, Holland, about 15 minutes getting into town. Traffic moving slowly at the Whitestone Bridge into Queens because of an accident over on the Whitestone Expressway. So watch out for some slowdowns there. And we're still seeing some slowdowns this morning as you head over to the Cross Island North up by Hempstead Turnpike with a collision, and watch for slowdowns on the Jackie Robinson eastbound right into Cypress Hill Street, an accident blocking one lane. Traffic is moving slowly on 287 North, exit 36, getting into Morristown. That's an overturned truck. And on the New Jersey Turnpike, the truck lane south at 13 on the ramp. Watch out for another overturned truck in that area as well. Checking in on the forecast, rain this morning, clearing later, high of 54. Tomorrow, sunshine, high in the 30s. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Indeed. Used by over 3 million businesses for hiring. Where business owners and HR professionals can post job openings with screener questions, then sort, review, and communicate with candidates from an online dashboard. Learn more at Indeed.com/hire.
Hey, Joe on the radio, 641 right now, telling you about Harry's Razors. I love Harry's Razors. I packed last night for my trip. I packed Harry's Razors. I have a little great little Harry's Razor package. I put the shave gel in. I put the aftershave gel. I put everything. I put my razors in there. I have extra cartridges, you know, in there. And I love it. And I take it with me everywhere I go because I know I'm going to get a great shave. And I can see if I got to perform tomorrow night, right? I could shave. You know what? I could shave today and I could go on stage tomorrow night. That's how good Harry's Razors are. And we invite you to join the 10 million who have already tried Harry's. You can get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, travel cover, all for, are you ready for this? $3. $3 plus free shipping. Are you kidding me? Just use Piscopo at harrys.com. Jeff and Andy, Harry's founders, were tired of paying up for razors that were overpriced, overdesigned. You know the story. You go to the supermarket, you go to the grocery store, you got to get somebody to open up the vault, and then you look at those razors. You know, Harry's replacement cartridges are just $2 each. You look from the other razor companies, $40, $25, forget about it. But don't even bother. Just go to harrys.com, please. Use the code Piscopo. All of Harry's blades come with a 100% quality guarantee, by the way. Now, for a limited time only, Harry's has a special offer for you exclusively. New customers get $5 off a trial set from Harry's with the code Piscopo at harrys.com. That means you get a razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel. Look at this, travel cover. I have it all. All for just $3 plus free shipping. You got to use the code Piscopo, all right? At harrys.com. You know, you let them know that Joey sent you, put in there. Listen to Piscopo. You can help support the show here. Let Harry's know, because they are great. They're right there on 6th Avenue in New York, and Jeff and Andy are doing such a great job. So you will love this product. I take it with me everywhere I go. Harry's Razors, I got it packed, locked and loaded, ready to go to Los Angeles with me. And you can go to Harry's.com today. Harry's.com. Please use the code Piscopo.
You own a local business, and your national competition is eating your lunch. But you can beat them with our digital marketing experts. We're Salem Surround. We offer a free analysis of your digital marketing and suggest methods that could dramatically increase your sales. There are no limitations on where you can reach customers with Salem Surround. Total market penetration for increased ROI. Learn more by logging on to SurroundNewYork.com. SurroundNewYork.com. Connecting you with new customers.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Have you ever had a legal question pertaining to elder law or estate law? Well, every Thursday during Kevin McCullough Radio, you hear from Mike Connors of Connors & Sullivan Attorneys at Law answering a listener's actual question. Simply email that question to askmikeconnors@gmail.com or call Mike's office at 718-238-6500. And don't forget to tune in to Ask the Lawyer with Mike Connors Saturday mornings at 8 a.m. on AM 570 The Mission and Sunday mornings on AM 970 The Answer at 11.
It's that time of year again. Love is in the air, and romance is in high demand. So this Valentine's Day, why not take that special someone out for a night they won't forget? Our favorite French restaurant, Panam, is giving away a $100 gift card for Valentine's Day. Panam features a modern twist on classic French cuisine, and its elegant setting in East Midtown Manhattan makes it the perfect place to dine for any occasion. Enter for your chance to win at am970theanswer.com. That's am970theanswer.com. Good luck.
America First with Sebastian Gorka. Coming up at 3 on AM 970. The Answer.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Hey, good morning, Joe on the radio. It's a quarter of 7 o'clock, 6:45 on AM 970. The Answer. It's a Friday. Yay, you made it to Friday. You got this. You got this. So, oh, you know what we got to talk about, too? We haven't chatted on this. That jury deliberations resume on Monday. On Monday now, in the federal trial of reputed Mexican drug kingpin El Chapo. Still on trial, still in. And Frankie's texting me out. He's texting me yesterday going, El Chapo, man, the jury is still out. I'm telling you.
But this is unbelievable, though.
You know why it's unbelievable? Because it's the way that it's like the tenor of the times. But you go in, this is a guy that was just a vicious killer, and alleged. Vicious drug dealer, okay, alleged. But they can't come to, Frankie, they can't come to a verdict on this thing? What's going on, brother?
This is amazing, Joe. As good as Jeffrey Lichtman's summation in this case was, I never thought we'd be here at this point. Wow. Without a verdict. I've never seen a guy more guilty than El Chapo. And even Jeff's defense wasn't, look, my client's not a drug dealer. He's a low-level drug dealer. That was essentially the defense. So it's amazing. So the jury is taking off today. So they're going to have a nice three-day weekend. And they're asking for more testimony to be read back. So clearly, somebody on that jury is thinking of something, has some questions about something.
Right.
But the most interesting thing at the trial yesterday, Joe, didn't happen in the jury room. It happened in the gallery. Okay,
this is
remarkable. What happened yesterday?
So
now I want you to understand the security at this trial. Okay, there's two magnetometers that you have to go through before you can even get into the courtroom. So a guy goes into the courtroom yesterday, into the main courtroom that I haven't even been yet. I have to sit in the overflow room, and he goes through the magnetometers, and he sits in the seat that usually goes to El Chapo's wife, right? So he sits there, and they say, excuse me, you know, you can't sit there. That's only for family. He says, oh, I am family. I'm related to El Chapo, Mr. Guzman. And then they check with Team El Chapo, and they say, no, we don't know who this guy is. We have no idea who he is. And the guy is telling everyone who listened, no, I'm related to him. I have houses all over Mexico. I belong here. So they chase him out of the family section, and they put him where I sit in the overflow room. Then they find out this guy, Rene Javier Rivera Martinez, is in the country illegally, and he actually missed a court date in this very courthouse 2 or 3 weeks ago.
Oh my
so
gosh.
Because in the federal court system, we actually still cooperate with ICE, they turned him over to ICE. And
he's going to be deported.
He probably will be deported or arrested. I don't know what the nature of his
previous... again, we don't need a border wall. We don't need better security. Democrats, if you're listening, do you see what happened yesterday in a federal courtroom?
You have to wonder, if you're going to skip court dates, and he was it was a misdemeanor case for aggravated harassment that he skipped on January 19th. If you're going to skip court dates, why would you sneak into the very same courthouse?
And bump Frank Morano's seat.
Yes, exactly. No, bump El Chapo's wife. Take my seat. Don't take El Chapo's
But think of the culones on this guy.
Take my seat, please.
But think of the culones on this guy to go in. Like, I'm just going to go in. It's not a problem. This is a big issue.
But Frankie Five Boroughs, I said it originally because I know New York and I know the things change. And sometimes I look at the great state of New York and I go, what the heck is going on? Like with the abortion thing. And the way Governor Cuomo now going after Cardinal Dolan, man. And as an Italian Catholic, it incenses me, you know? And then I see what's happening around the rest of the country. And this the whole thing, what I talked about just about a half hour ago about Ocasio-Cortez. It was like an SNL sketch, you know? And as much as I like her being around for the drama of it all, it's like, oh, my God, look at the content of it. It's what's going on in the country. I am not surprised that the jury's out. I would not be surprised if El Chapo walks. If he walks. And then, can he get out? I mean, is there any way that he – what if the jury says not guilty? Frankie Five Boroughs.
Look, I never thought they'd be deliberating this long. But I don't
put
see –
put him on his little bike.
I don't see. You know, again,
the bike sounded like this.
It's true. That's actual audio.
You have anything to say, El Chapo?
As the former New York Post columnist Steve Dunleavy used to say, juries are unpredictable. But there's no way at all that he can be acquitted. The evidence is so overwhelming, right? There's not.
Does that make any difference in New York State anymore?
Yeah, so I can see there being a hung jury on some or all the charges.
This is a federal courtroom, though, Frankie, right?
Right. I can see there being a hung jury on some or all the charges, but there's absolutely no way that 12 men and women can say he's not guilty of everything. There's no way. It is impossible.
But let's say they do. He walks.
No, because there are other jurisdictions that have detainer requests for him that he would have to go face trial there. But the best case scenario, if you're Mr. Guzman, is a hung jury and you get a second trial. You get a second bite at the apple.
Goodness gracious. You can't make it up. Thank you, Frankie. That's a huge, huge story. And we'll stay on that. 10 minutes before 7 o'clock, Joe Piscopo on the radio with Frankie Five Boroughs and Al Gattulu and Debbie Duhame out there. Hi, Debbie. How you doing this morning, girl?
Don't you love the way they walk El Chapo in? Like, they grab his neck and they push him in? I mean, why do they have to do that? I mean, it's horrible, but, you know, why make things worse, you know?
I think if we knew half the things this guy did, but you know what? When he's sitting there and he looks like he's forlorn and all, I'm a regular guy. Get out of here.
He looks so pathetic. I know.
In New York, I'm telling you, anything could happen. We've lost New York, I think, in the sense of law and order. Thank God for the law enforcement folks working so hard to keep the streets safe for us and doing such a great job at it. But when the politicians run things like that, you get this. I don't know. Hey, 651 Deb, how you doing this morning? You going away this weekend? You're hanging.
I know. I'm going to a show at Paper Mill Playhouse.
Which is always great.
Yeah, so that should be a lot of fun. Looking
forward
to that.
Who are you going?
Family, yeah, so it should be fun, yeah. My sister, Deanie, yeah.
Oh,
we're
look
have a
good
at
time. You. Yeah. Look at you. All right. Hey, what's the play? Do we know the play?
British Invasion.
Yeah. Oh, cool. Yeah. That's like probably with all the groups. That's a great idea for a
show.
Should
be good. Yeah. It should be fun.
Paper Mill does a great job.
My parents are going, too. Yeah, it's going to be fun. God. Yep.
You're so nice. You're such a good person. I swear to God. 652 Deb's on the roads for you. Looking out for you. You see the good person that she is? Watching out traffic for you on AM 970, The Answer.
Joe, I'll tell everybody to avoid the George Washington Bridge, the inbound side of the George Washington Bridge, upper level accident involving a couple of tractor trailers and a car. It's 90 minutes in at the George Washington Bridge. Forget that. If you're heading to the lower level, it's still tough there as well because of some fire department activity. Let's go over to the Lincoln Tunnel. That's only 20. Holland about 25. Problems continue on 287 North, getting up toward the area of Morristown with a crash involving an overturned truck there. The New Jersey Turnpike truck lane south of 13, another truck accident on that ramp. Let's see what else is happening out here this morning. Whitestone Bridge busy into Queens because of problems on the Whitestone Expressway. Jackie Robinson eastbound at Cypress Hill Street, a collision. The Cross Island North at Hempstead Turnpike, another accident. Westbound BQE at the Kosciuszko Bridge, a crash. And if you're heading to the LIE eastbound, getting out past the Santa Coast, another collision. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Hi, it's Joe Piscopo. Valentine's Day is right around the corner, and I'm here to tell you that there's no better way to spend the most romantic day of the year than by enjoying some of the best Italian food in Manhattan with your special someone at Giardino d'Oro Ristorante at 5 Gold Street, right by the station here. Giardino d'Oro is authentic, has wonderful service, has a classic intimate setting. Enjoy wine, a gourmet insalata, and classic Italian dishes from the special Valentine's Prefix 4-course dinner menu like ravioli quattro formaggi made with homemade pasta stuffed with gourmet cheeses or the filetto di bronzino served with extra virgin olive oil, fresh herbs, and chopped garlic sauce. Just visit GiardinoDoro.com or call 212-514-6400. Make a reservation or just stop in. It's right by the station. Benny is there. James and Valentino are there. Don't miss Valentine's Day at Giardino d'Oro.
Balance of Nature's fruit and veggie capsules contain 100% vine ripened fruits and vegetables, tested pure with no pesticides, fillers, or additives of any kind, and are the most effective whole food supplements on the market today. You might ask, how can over 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables fit into 6 vegetarian capsules? Fruits and vegetables are on an average 85% water. Balance of Nature uses cold vacuum technology to remove the water, leaving only the whole food. We don't use any heat, air, or light drying methods that damage nutrients. Our cold vacuum technology maintains 99% of the fresh fruits and vegetables' original nutritional value. Along with diet and exercise, Mother Nature provides fruits and vegetables to help us maintain good health.
To order, go to balanceofnature.com or call 1-800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751 and use discount code THEANSWER.
Here's your AM 970 weather answer forecast.
Rain and fog ending around noon today. Then it'll become windy this afternoon with some sunshine returning. Temperatures will get into the middle 50s and then start to fall later in the day. Clear, windy, and much colder, down to 25 in Midtown. Wind chills will drop into the single digits and teens. Sunny but blustery and cold tomorrow with a high of 36, but it'll feel like it's in the teens and 20s. Sun followed by clouds with a high of 38 on Sunday. I'm meteorologist Maggie Johnson, AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, Joe, on the radio. Thank you, Maggie. 5 minutes before 7 o'clock, 6:55 on a rainy Monday with Joe on the radio. All right. Did you go to Parry and Sons? You want a great gift-giving idea. You got to go to Parry and Sons. Franklin Lakes, right there. They've been selling fine jewelry, watches, diamond engagement rings for 98 years. You know what I'm telling you? When I went out there and I saw Glenn Parry and my buddy out there, right there on Franklin Avenue, Franklin Lakes, New Jersey, I saw a black and white picture on the wall. I told you that, right? I said, Glenn, what is that? That's my dad when he was in Clifton, man, when he started Parry and Sons. How great is that? Now they're in Franklin Lakes, and they've become this legendary jeweler. And by the way, if you bring old jewelry in, like I did to Glenn, they will make your old jewelry look brand spanking new, I'm telling you. But for Valentine's Day, what I did when I gave Glenn my watches, I told you that, and then Katie and Debbie walked me around, the Parry and family, to show me beautiful stones, beautiful necklaces. You know, I don't even know. I'm not a jewelry guy. I was so impressed by what I saw there and the price for these jewelry. The watches, by the way, and you can get designers like Charles Kripal and A-Link, and you can get watches by Ebel and Oris. Real jewelers. That's what Parry and Sons are. And they will walk you through slowly. You take a look at these beautiful diamonds, these beautiful stones, perfect for Valentine's Day at incredible prices. And by the way, if you're getting engaged or you do want to buy a diamond, Parian & Sons will walk you through the four C's like nobody else. Go up to Parian & Sons for a Valentine's Day that she will remember forever. Parian & Sons, right there on Franklin Avenue in Franklin Lakes, New Jersey. Or you can start here, please. ParianDiamonds.com.
This portion of Piscopo in the Morning brought to you by Modell's Sporting Goods Stores.
There's so much before me news-wise this morning to get into. I don't even know where to start. And I try to open up and talk to you a little bit about it, and then we get to it. Now, Al, the New York Post with the Bezos, I'm not even going to say it. I'm not even going to go there. How they do this. Do they realize
that? That's the winner of the day. Might be the year so far.
I know, but they put – we're not going to address it, but they put this out on newsstands, and kids go by there. And you have to – do you ever notice that you see something in a newspaper that's out on a newsstand, and it's so inappropriate, then you have to explain it to your kid? I mean, don't they have any conscience at all? It's about Bezos and what he's going through, and then is now he's going to sue the National Enquirer, five boroughs. Is that what I read? Is that what he's going to
Well, it's certainly he exposed their attempt at blackmail, what he's calling blackmail. So I don't know if he's going to pursue a lawsuit, but he's saying that they tried to blackmail him and that they were going to reveal all these embarrassing text messages that he sent.
But and goes photos. Around comes around. I just got to tell you something. A lot to get into. Congressman Peter King coming up in the next hour. And you can join us 877-970-2999. Radio Piscopo with Frankie Five Boroughs and Albert. And we are coming right back at
you. News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
41 degrees at 6:59. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. An 80-year-old man is dead after being hit by a 91-year-old woman at a strip mall in Saddlebrook. Happened yesterday on Market Street near the intersection of 5th Street. Authorities say the female driver hit and pinned the man against a building. An investigation continues into what caused the driver to lose control, but no charges have been filed. Arson is suspected in a massive cement truck fire in Brooklyn this week. At least 16 trucks were destroyed early Wednesday in a parking lot at King's Building Material in East Williamsburg. Authorities think the trucks were torched in a dispute over wages. The NYPD's arson squad is investigating. In sports, the Devils, they lost in a shootout by the final of 2-1. You now know what's going on. I'm Al Gattulo, AM 970, The Answer.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.